Welcome to the SB Live California podcast. I'm your host, Connor Morissette. I'm joined today with Paraclete defensive lineman Isaiah Navarro. Isaiah, recently you've become known for more than just playing football. You sent out a viral tweet directed at Gavin Newsom, and before I introduce you, let me quickly read the tweet. Zero offers, zero looks, zero commitment, zero time on campus, zero homecoming, zero prom, zero traditional graduation. What a wasted final year of school. Worked hard and dedicated for absolutely zero, all caps on the zero. Big shout out to at Gavin Newsom. You got what you wanted. Isaiah, there's the tweet. It's changed your life a little bit. How are you doing before we get started?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. The tweet was out there. I didn't even think it would be this far to get all the eyes it needed to get.
Yeah, so this was back on February 3rd, and since then, it's up to, I believe, like 60,000 favorites, 14,000 retweets. You've been on Fox News. You've been on other podcasts as well as other media outlets. So I want to start with this. What happened on February 3rd that made you say, all right, I'm really frustrated. I'm just going to send out this tweet?
I woke up and I the first thing that came to my mind was, do any info on season? And I always check on that. I check the California Institution Foundation. I forgot what their name is. And then Gavin Newsom, see if he's updated anything on sports. And nothing recently for football, only cross country, track and field. So that led me to saying my tweets, especially the graduation and homecoming and prom, because those are big things for us seniors. It's our last dance.
Absolutely. So it sounds like it wasn't one specific thing. It was more of a reaching a boiling point and thinking to yourself, all right, enough's enough. Let's send this out. And then here we are a little over a week later. Like I said, you've been on Fox News. When you sent it, what did you expect? Maybe a couple favorites from your friends? I'm sure you never expected the attention that it got.
Yeah, I just expected a couple likes from my teammates and them commenting and then retweeting it. But once I saw I reached out to a couple other parents and students, it was a big surprise. Because when I saw it a couple hours, it was at 3,000 likes. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then the wake up next morning, it's at like 20K.
Yeah, so what's that like? For me, I've had some tweets that have not gotten as big as that, but it's a little bit fun when everyone's clamoring over a tweet like that and you're constantly checking your phone. And I know not all the reaction was positive. A little bit, as is with any tweet, you'll get some negative feedback, but the overwhelming majority of reposts and comments were positive. What's that like when something that you said connected with thousands of people, and in real time, you're following along on your timeline?
When I was checking my phone, it was all constant, and I was eating, and my phone kept vibrating. So I'm like, I'm just trying to eat right now. And then at the end of the day, I was trying to figure out how to get that vibration off, because it was still going through the night. So I found out, and then I did it. And I wake up the next morning, I just got a ton of replies, ton of comments, a lot of positive comments from parents agreeing what they're, because they're also in the same place with their kid.
When you went on Fox News, one of the anchors wanted to ask you about that final sentence, which was, at Governor Newsom, you got what you wanted. What did you mean by that final line?
Well, I put, you got what you wanted. He set the standards, but he set the line of what we can't do as students and parents in that matter, which we can't control with our own hands.
What's happened since you sent the tweet? So you've gone on all these media outlets. I believe you've received a little bit more college interest than you had previously. How has your life changed since February 3rd?
It's only changed through colleges and universities offering me and talking to me. But nothing else has changed in my personal life. I'm still the same student, still the same athlete as I was before.
Fill me in on some of the college interest you've been getting. I believe some NAIA schools have offered you, correct?
Yes.
Which schools are those?
One that I know of was Midland University of Nebraska. They're NAIA and they offered me a full tuition scholarship.
And their president tweeted at you, right?
Yes, actually.
That's pretty cool. It's only been about a week, but what's your relationship like with that coaching staff? Or are you texting with them? Fill me in on your recruitment a little bit with them.
I'm still in contact with them. We have a great relationship after that first talk we had over Zoom. And we connected greatly. We all had each other's comments to say about each other and my interest in what their school is like. So it was pretty great start. And I'm still talking to them to this day.
Do you ever see yourself going there? Are you gonna be patient and wait to see what else springs up? Is NAIA football a goal for you? Is that a school that you'd like to play for eventually, maybe?
When I'm ready, I'll decide where I'm going. I'm not entirely sure. I'm still leaving my options open, and when I'm ready, I will let the football family know.
Have you heard from Governor Newsom since you sent the tweet?
No, I have not. That's one thing I've always ever since it got that huge, I've been waiting for him to say like, "Hey, do you have time?" But he has not. He has not reached out.
With the positive feedback, you mentioned it's a lot of parents. Is it just people saying, amen, we need sports back? Fill me in on what the positive side of the responses from your tweet have been.
The positive responses have been parents is the parents' view of how they view their child not getting a year, especially the senior parents. Because they want their student to have a memorable year for their last year of high school. And students also commenting saying, I've worked hard and it's different sports, not just football, baseball, soccer. They haven't got their chance to show what they are what they've done on the off season and to show it on the field and to coaches.
When you have a tweet that gets as big as yours, you'll always receive some negative stuff as well, especially when it's a quote controversial unquote issue, even though we both agree youth sports should be open when other states have been able to do it. How have you dealt with the negative feedback?
I don't mind it. It's just a little dust on my shoulder. It doesn't bother me. It's motivation, if anything. And I use that in everything I put my mind to. Think of everybody saying, if you haven't got an offer, you're not a football player. I'm still working. I'm keeping that in my mind to get that offer.
So using it as motivation, I think that's a great strategy. And that was one of the main takeaways I got looking at your tweet and looking at some comments of other media stuff you've been on. People say, if you haven't gotten an offer yet, you don't even need a senior season, which is obviously untrue because while it's tough to get an offer based on only your senior season, we do see that happen time in and time out. So I think those people are for sure wrong. And looking at some of the signing day statistics, I believe Division I schools have taken fewer than 400 kids than they did in years past because of COVID and just because of where we're at. And maybe that's because some states haven't played like California and those schools aren't comfortable offering people in your position. So I think those trolls are wrong. While I understand their point, it is definitely tough to get an offer based on senior year film. It's happened before. So this will segue into my next question. If a six-game season happens, just how happy are you going to be and to finally get some film and get a senior year? It won't be the same, but if a six-game season happens this spring, how excited are you going to be?
I'll be greatly, greatly happy because even though it's just six games, it's still time with my brothers and family and coaches to spend time on the field one last time.
We hear so much about mental health with student athletes during this time. How would you characterize your mental health these days?
It's towards the beginning of this lockdown when we started doing online classes, it was hard to get used to, and all the had to go to school to pick up some stuff and come back and do school online. It's hard to get used to it, especially on the kids' mental health being locked in. Not locked in, but being closed in on like focusing on school and just in your room and focusing on that.
Yeah, and talking to your teammates and some of your friends, what's it been like for some people around you to deal with this? It seems like you, reading your tweets and speaking with you, you've been able to exercise, to work out, which is huge for mental health and just to give you that break away from being inside. What have you seen from friends and teammates in regards to their mental health? It seems like a lot of people, there are good days and bad days. And for me, I know that's true. Some days you feel great. You're like, I'm ready to attack the day. There's light at the end of the tunnel with COVID. And other days it's tough. Talking with friends and teammates, what have you seen from them in that regard?
Everybody's just been positive because we all share the same energy. We're on the football field and having that time with each other at practice and talking to each other when we're at water breaks. We're all positive because even though we don't have a season, we're still having fun on the field, on the practice field.
Have you done anything with the Let Them Play California movement at all? Have you been involved with them?
I was making some arrangements, trying to go to Sacramento today, but I had practice, so I couldn't miss practice and go there. Because it's a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
But, I couldn't make it. I was going to, but practice.
They wrote letters, a lot of student athletes did, to Governor Gavin Newsom, and they were hand-delivered today. Did you write him a letter? Or did your tweet serve as your letter?
Tweet serves my letter, and I also did it, signed the recall.
Are you old enough to vote? Are you 18?
Yes, I'm 18.
What was it like to go on Fox News, Isaiah?
It was different. when you go on there, you're not looking at anyone. You're looking at a blank screen, and you just see yourself in the top right corner. It was weird to talk to. You're like talking to yourself, but they're still responding.
Uh-huh. When you watched it back, what's your reaction? It's like, okay, Fox News is a news channel. There I am. What was it like to see yourself on TV?
It was cool seeing that myself and my I have the chance to tell everybody my story and each other's student athlete story of how they've been feeling over the past year.
And which other media outlets have you gone on? I saw there was a thing with CBS. You went on another podcast. How many things have you done? And off the top of your head, who have you done them with, if you can remember?
First one I did with this tweet was Fox and Friends. And after that, Fox and Friends First. And then CBS, podcast. That's what I can remember right now.
I want to ask another question about your recruitment. In an ideal world, of course, the Division I full ride scholarship will come. If not, you mentioned the NIAI offer. I don't know why I'm struggling to say that so much today. Would you want to walk on somewhere? Would you want to do a gap year? Would you ever consider junior college? I know you haven't made up your mind in terms of your next steps, but what are some options that you're considering at this time?
My options are open, like I've said. I'm looking towards junior college a little bit more than NAIA, but all my options are open. Even NAIA, I might take it.
What's your training regimen been like during the whole pandemic? What have you been able to do, whether it's with your team or by yourself?
My training has been, I have a personal trainer in my personal gym here, and we focus on the main parts that we need to build bulk up, and doing that 5 days a week and no time off. That's what's been building me up and giving that motivation to be a beast on the field.
You certainly look bigger than you did your junior year. Have you been putting on weight and getting bigger during this time?
Yes, on the top, during the off season, I gained 30 pounds. I was 220 in junior year, and now I'm 250.
All right, I got to know, take me through the daily diet of Isaiah Navarro. What are you eating? How many eggs?
rarely eggs. This has just all been muscle. Been working out, like I said, tons of working out and focusing on my craft and nothing, no distractions.
No dietary changes, just doing what you usually do?
Just doing what I usually do.
Cool, I got to get on your diet. We can talk after this. Did you opt to play club football, Isaiah? We saw that pop up when there wasn't a high school season. Have you been involved in the club football game at all?
No, I have not. The only things I've been involved in other than my school are camps, my giant skills camp that I've gone to 2 weeks ago.
Did you have any interest in playing club football, or was that not even something you considered?
I would only play club for my high school with the coach. I haven't considered playing for another team. I want to stay with my brothers.
What's your favorite high school football memory from your previous 3 years at Paraclete?
It's got to be when first year playing with varsity, being part of the team, doing practices late night, and winning the Southern Section Championship. That was a great moment to start off high school like that, and it was an amazing feeling and thing to be at.
We saw it today, and we talked about this a little bit before we pressed the record button. Newsom, in a statement released to a reporter in Sacramento, said, in the next 2 weeks, we'll release updated youth sport guidelines after the day before, saying it was coming in the next few days. What's your reaction to that, him flip-flopping?
Hopefully it comes sooner. Hopefully we won't get the news out that we're able to play. And Oregon recently just started, they're able to play contact sports, football especially. And seeing that, I believe we have a chance to play after that has been released.
I'll get you out of here with this, Isaiah. You mentioned how you signed the recall for Newsom. Is there anything he could do in the next few months where you would vote for him again, or for the first time if you didn't vote for him before, in the next few months, or is he done in your eyes?
I just know that signing the recall will get him out, and he can't run again. That's all I know.
That's Isaiah Navarro, defensive lineman for Paraclete, also sent a viral tweet on February 3rd that has garnered a lot of media attention. Isaiah, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.